Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. That's why we don't need a revolution, but we do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. What? It's already a freedom loving. Fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Wow. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Quick recap of yesterday's show, brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com and brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Do business with the good guys today, would you please? ThePowerMall.com. We talked about taxes constitute the largest household expense for American families. I kid you not. Taxes now constitute the largest household expense for American families, reports the Tax Foundation. Now, the bottom line here is they say that it costs more than food, clothing, and housing combined. Now, Trump criticizing others for not wanting to increase taxes. Just imagine that. Where are we going to go in this country, folks? People cannot afford the tax burden. There's only one solution, and that is to define the proper role of limited government. Say, look, is this constitutional? If it is, we keep it. If it's not, it needs to be slowly dismantled. Why do I say slowly? Because you can't just crash the plane, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to unwind this thing. We did not get in the bind we're in a day. It's taken us 9 to 100 years of abuse and fiat money and manipulation, and out-of-control spending, and a couple of wars, and more to get us in the trouble we're in, folks. You can't unwind it in a day, and I know there's a lot of patriots that want to get it done yesterday. They want a revolution. They want to just take off the glove. They don't get it. Revolutions don't turn out well. The truth is it's going to take you a long time to work ourselves out of the problems that we're in. In fact, one of the secretaries of agriculture, he was in the Eisenhower administration, Ezra Taft Benson, wrote a Principles to the Proper Role of Government, 15 principles. And in that document and other documents in which he spoke often about the proper role of limited government, he thought it would take 10 to 20 years to get out of our mess if we really put the pedal to the metal and turn this thing around. I think it'll take that longer and longer because he said that 50 years ago. It's much worse now than it was then. But remember, folks, God's in charge. He's the author of our liberty, and it's up to us to humble ourselves, to get on our knees and pray like it's up to the Almighty and do our best like it's up to us, and he'll do the rest. He teaches us in the Bible that if we repent, if we turn to him, he will heal our land and bless us. That's what we need more than ever, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon Bundy speaks to potential whistleblowers. He tells them, hey, whistleblowers in the government, don't be afraid. He says, come forward and expose the truth about what's happening with regards to FBI and law enforcement misconduct. He's right about that. There is corruption, misconduct. We need to ferret it out. Ammon Bundy's absolutely correct. But then Ammon says this, America will protect you. We need you to share this so that the people who have this info will come forward. I appreciate it, Ammon, but I disagree with you. The people will not protect you, my friend. America is spiraling down into immorality. All right. We talked about that. We talked about a bunch of stuff first hour yesterday. Second hour was a very interesting hour, in my humble opinion. We had a guest on. His name is Igor. Igor is just a guy that lives in Las Vegas. However, he has an affinity for liberty. Why? Because he's lived all around the world and he realizes that America is one of the freest countries in the world, regardless of the problems that we face. And he has a very upbeat attitude, but a very what, poignant warning, you might say, about where we are in America. We're going the wrong direction. He freely admits, but he also says that there are answers. We talked about the definitions of freedom and liberty from a perspective of one who's lived around the world. How would you define the words freedom and liberty, huh? We talked about it all. Our friend Igor reflected on his life in many countries around the world. It was a fascinating discussion. In fact, so fascinating. We've saved this interview for rebroadcast when I go out of town. When Kurt goes out of town, if we're both gone, we're going to go ahead and use that as one of our interviews. Because it was fascinating. It was impressive. And it was, in my opinion, very educational, to say the least. All right, check out that hour, yesterday's second hour, available at libertyroundtable.com, on demand, and also on demand on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel, and you'll find that. Check it out. Also, you want incredible news? LibertyNewsDaily.com. That's our new news service we just cranked up. So check that out, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Without further ado, on this freedom-loving, fantastic Friday, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Cosby with me from the road. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, I know it's about impossible to keep up with the Kurt Cosby jet-setting pace, ladies and gentlemen. He's traveling back today. He'll be in studio next week, and then the week after, he's gone again. That's all because of your incredible tax return, right, Kurt?
Well, you know, if you have six boys and five girls, and you find out that, and now 18 grandkids, you find out that they're kind of spread around the world almost, if you will.
And well, tell them to move back.
If you go and visit, you find out that, hey, it's pretty cheap accommodations. They even paid you, so you can do it pretty inexpensively and see those grandkids, you know.
And spend a little bit of your tax return on them, huh?
There you go.
All right. You just need to tell them all to move back. That's all.
Well, that's right.
Because when they become adults, they listen.
I found that the main counsel that they listen to is to find out what they want to do and then counsel them to do it. And they simply continue to do that.
Yeah, the problem is if it's not the right thing to do, it's hard to give that kind of counsel.
Good point.
Other than that, it works great. All right. Anyway, Kurt Cosby's traveling, and I will be with him. Traveling on the next stint. So it ought to be a lot of fun. We'll keep you posted on what we're going to be doing as the days of broadcast unfold. Richard Mack won't be with us today. He's traveling, but we do have a couple of hours of hard-hitting news. It all starts with a question, Kurt. Is the Trump campaign unraveling? And the mainstream press certainly wants you to believe the answer is yes. But a wave of layoffs, they're now saying, staff vacancies, and reports of growing discontent in the ranks of the Donald Trump campaign, combined with a resounding defeat in Wisconsin, seem to be, leading commentators to say the presidential candidate might be just melting down, Kurt. Politico, of course, they've never been a friend of Trump's. They describe his campaign as, quote, in disarray, as the candidate's star power wanes. Now, they say that they've laid off field staff nationwide, and that's happened since early March, I guess. Wow. They say it's dismantled much of its infrastructure in key states as well. At present, the prevailing wisdom, now this is interesting, they don't talk about facts, Kurt, they just talk about the prevailing wisdom. But at present, the prevailing wisdom holds that Trump will fall short of the 1,237 needed delegates necessary to bring about his first ballot nomination in Cleveland. Now, commentator Doug Weed even chimes into the mix. He's a presidential historian, and he was a former aide to Bush. He believes that the nomination remains Trump's to lose, even in a contested convention. Now, he talks about a scenario where the Trump and the Cruz campaigns create an alliance to stop the insiders. Now, I find the whole thing interesting, not so much because of their opinions, Kurt, but, you know, they always mock us for our opinions, but when it comes right down to it, they cannot change the game without replacing fact with opinion. It's interesting that in the old days, anything they said and did about Trump would be with Trump on the set with them, or giving a quote, or his opinion, or a statement, or something from Trump. Now there's none of it. Has the mainstream press completely turned on Trump? Is it Cruz's rise to power? Kurt Crosby, commentator, will brief you in seconds. What do you say, folks? Is the Trump campaign dead?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the real Trump campaign is in takedown mode by the mainstream press in bed with your inside Republicans. They're all attacking Trump like they've never done before. They gave him plenty of coverage before, but now every headline is negative. Before it was kind of like, oh, we'll say a negative thing or two because it helps him, but we'll always spin it kind of positively or do it in a neutral way. He does something explosive and they attack him, but yet with loving hands. That's the way it was to make his campaign grow. He got literally billions of dollars in free mainstream press coverage. Now, though, they may be turning on him. Let me give you an example. Headline says, Colorado loss reveals chaotic, overwhelmed Trump campaign. NBC News, just 2 hours ago. Think about that for a minute. That's a pretty negative headline. Colorado is not going well for Donald Trump. Next headline. Veterans charities reportedly receive fraction of money raised by Trump event. Fox News. Kurt, you see the takedown beginning? Is the Trump campaign unraveling?
Well, it sure looks like it to me. I agree with you. I do know that Trump has his friends. He can call them in. But like you said, and you've taught us for so many years, he who owns the media makes the rules. And if these guys want to, like at the same time they're talking about the stuff that you were just mentioning, they could be hitting on, well, Trump really strong in New York, or he's really strong here, or whatever. They can highlight the good, but if they want, they can highlight the other parts. Like when you talked about him dismantling this campaign, I think most businessmen, after they win a certain state or whatever, they would, not really keep their organization going there full bore because they'd move their resources somewhere else, and that's probably what he's done. But if you report it the other way, he's in disarray, shutting down people, then that's the perception gets put out there in the media.
Let me give you more examples of the headlines. All right. All right, let's start with this headline. GOP donors eager to defeat Donald Trump learn to love Ted Cruz, New York Times. Okay? This is not the type of reporting, Kurt, they did before about Trump. Do you see the difference about how when they wordsmith and take off the gloves? A next one, quote, analysis. How everyone wins if Donald Trump loses. CBS News. Think about that, Kurt. That's a whole different way than they used to report it. Everyone wins when Trump loses. Imagine a news organization saying that. The Republican establishment is still toying with the idea. Go ahead.
It makes me think so much of our, remember when we were in Washington, D.C. and celebrated the 75th anniversary of the movie, and Mr. Smith goes to Washington. And you remember in the part where basically you've got Jeff Smith, the young senator is doing his filibuster, and the insider boys, the establishment boys, basically call in all their buddies to say, tell Smith to go home, tell him this or that, tell him there's no support, do all this, it was incredible, including, running over like little kids trying to deliver little newspapers and stuff. It's amazing the power of the insiders and the establishment if they get on the same, on the same page, isn't it?
Yes, now even Rush Limbaugh's piling on. Headline, Rush Limbaugh says this. The Republican establishment is still toying with the idea of denying the GOP presidential nomination to either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, Rush Limbaugh says. So you have this scenario where they've changed their tone. Can you find a positive story about Trump in the news? Can you find an aggressive Trump like you saw before? Every time anybody would say anything negative, Trump would be right back in their face with a game-changing statement, position, situation, circumstance. Even when they did the debates and he wouldn't participate in the debate, he'd blow up the debates with Twitter. And the mainstream press let it all happen. Now, what do you hear positive about Trump? Now, what are you hearing? So I don't know who the insiders plan to put in the White House, Kurt, but I'm telling you from experience, and I've told you this forever, He who owns the media makes the rules. And I don't mean to tell you that I told you so, but I do mean to tell you this. Whoever they choose is who it's going to be. All right? Trump has done very well, and he got a lot of positive press. But now I think it's starting to turn against him in ways that, I don't know. I mean, think about the headline that says this. It's a pretty candid headline.
The only thing that you've got, though, Sam, is you've got this some different pieces to the ball game that you didn't used to have. One you've taught us over and over is the new media is taking center stage. Number two, you do have some Americans, and I underline some, not all Americans, but some Americans waking up to this fact, and they're coming out of their holes, they're coming out of the woodwork in some cases. So those are two factors that are, in my opinion, a little different than, the standard situation.
I agree they're different. And if we were big enough, Kurt, I think we could change the game. We're big enough to force them to report some of what we say. They can't just ignore us like they used to. But when you start saying stuff like veterans charities reportedly receive a fraction of the money raised by Trump, Fox News. Now you're getting one of the most conservative organizations, at least in the minds of the American people. Now, I don't agree that Fox is conservative at all, but most people think so. So when Fox says, man, when Trump did those big charity events for the veterans, it was all bogus. Hey, veterans charities are only reporting and getting a fraction of the money raised by the Trump events. The tide turns. Even conservatives go, whoa. And then the headline says this. GOP donors, eager to defeat Donald Trump, learn to love Ted Cruz. Then it says, an analysis, how everyone wins if Donald Trump loses. Imagine the mainstream press orchestrating across all news services to deliver that kind of a message. Then you even use your surrogate, Rush Limbaugh, to say, hey, the establishment's still turning to the idea of denying Cruz and Trump the nomination. And then you talk about a Colorado loss. Now, when did the Colorado event happen, Kurt?
I can't even remember, but...
Did it happen?
They're pointing it out, and you see these, of course, like you say, it depends on what they want to point out. They can point out the big losses or they can point out the big wins. They can point out when your hair looks good. They can point out when you're just all messed up. And, that's the power of the media, either for you or against you.
Yeah. I guess they already had the Colorado caucus, huh? Are you confused about the Colorado caucuses? Colorado Independent even writes an article about it. All right, we'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
In 2012, independent filmmaker Joel Gilbert produced a polemical documentary about Barack Obama entitled Dreams of My Real Father, a story of Reds and deception. Millions of copies of the film were distributed on DVDs sent to voters in key swing states during that year's presidential election. Gilbert, owner of the Highway 61 Film Company, acted as an independent citizen and was not connected to the campaign of Mitt Romney or any other presidential candidate. Nonetheless, a complaint was filed with the Federal Elections Commission claiming that he had violated reporting rules. Gilbert filed for a media exemption akin to those given to left-leaning director Michael Moore on multiple occasions. The six FEC commissioners, equally divided between Republicans and Democrats, voted along party lines, resulting in a 3-3 deadlock and then a unanimous vote to close the file on the case. In 2015, the amount of money and property seized by police through civil asset forfeiture a process that doesn't require a criminal conviction or even a criminal trial, exceeded the amount of property lost through conventional theft. Thus, it should not come as a surprise that millions of Americans are personally acquainted with someone who has experienced civil asset forfeiture. An opinion poll conducted in Utah found that 9% of those surveyed knew someone who had seen money or property confiscated by police without being found guilty of a criminal offense. In Florida, 8% gave that response to the same question. Ronald T. Ritchie called 911 in August 2014 to report what he believed to be a man carrying a rifle in a Walmart in Beaver Creek, Ohio. A few minutes later, three police officers charged into the store and shot 22-year-old John Crawford III, who was actually carrying a toy replica of a firearm. Video of the incident shows that Crawford was shot before he had a chance to explain what was happening or comply with demands that he drop the toy. Furthermore, Ohio is an open carry state, which means that Crawford wouldn't have been committing a crime even if the gun had been real, assuming that he was not using it in a criminal act. Owing to the principle of qualified immunity, the officers who killed Crawford face no criminal charges or administrative punishment. Mr. Ritchie, however, may find himself behind bars. A judge has found probable cause to charge him with making a false alarm, a misdemeanor that carries a potential 6-month jail term and $1,000 fine. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yeah, so I don't even know when the Colorado caucus really is. I see all kinds of conflicting information. Okay, Colorado caucus, when is it? Any idea, Kurt?
You know, I thought it already happened because they said it was a big loss or whatever, but I'm not right by my computer where I can check. I do know this, that, you know, when you compare Colorado to, for example, like New York and California that are coming up, where they say that Trump has big leads, the number of electoral votes the number of delegates are just minuscule as far as I can see. But, you know, like you say, it just depends on what they choose to report on.
Well, it depends on how you report it. See, if Trump's already lost it, but we didn't even know that it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Some are saying it's June 28th, 2016. Then my question is, why are we even talking about it, Kurt?
Democrat. Sometimes they'll split the Democrat one date and the Republicans one's another date. I'm sure the White Rose would know when it is. I'm sure that our buddy Pete or, you know, whoever's out there might be able to check and see. But, you know, the bottom line, at least the point of the story or the point of the discussion is that it just all depends on what the media chooses to cover, on how they want to make the candidate or individual look in the situation.
My question is, why are we even talking about it if it's in June?
Well, it's because the media brought it up, right?
Yeah, now the Denver Post says Colorado considering change to the primary. What does that mean?
Well, probably some difference in the way they've done it in the past, I suppose.
They're saying they're going to do it after 2016 caucus uproar.
Oh, so you mean that means they've already had it. They, you know, were upset about it. So now they're talking about making it where it's different next time and won't be such a problem. That's what I gather from the headline. But remember, headlines can be pretty deceiving. We've seen that before.
Yeah. So here's the question. What are they going to do, and how does it relate? And did Trump really lose?
You know, I was listening to little bit of time when I travel, I typically get to listen to some different sources that I don't always hear. And I heard a little bit of Michael Savage and a little bit of Glenn Beck. And here's two guys that are basically on the opposite sides of the issue. You got Michael Savage that basically is promoting Trump, you know, big time. And then you've got Glenn Beck is promoting Cruz big time. And, you know, Cruz, or excuse me, I called him Cruz, but Beck was going through with his crew to show the different primaries that are coming up and how many different delegates there were. And they were doing the math, you know, figuring it all out. And, you know, at least to me, Colorado's kind of a minor player when it comes to the delegates that I can see. Although when the numbers get really tight, then every delegate's, you know, pretty valuable. I don't know if you saw that one piece that I sent you, but it's talking about how the software boys are working on apps to help evaluate each different delegate so that, hey, the different candidates could use software and hand out goodies to get the whatever vote from the different delegates. It's pretty interesting to see in the modern day politics, but some of it's different, but it really comes down to money and power, and that's what we see still again in our time like we've seen forever.
All right, the headline in the Denver Post says, you know what? Cruz wins first six Colorado delegates, Trump shut out. All right. Cruz took the first six national delegates awarded in Colorado, winning all the seats.
Six delegates is what we're talking about?
Yeah.
That's kind of as far as I know, like New York's got close to 100, if I remember right. California's close to 200, and we're talking about.
Well, they say the six. Here's what I don't understand. They say the six on Saturday represented just a fraction of the 34 delegates Colorado will award next week. So there's 37 total. Now, I don't really understand because they canceled their binding straw poll, forcing the campaigns to fight through the, quote, caucus process.
What's this make you think of?
It makes me think of vote fraud. That's why I'm spending so much time on it. I don't really even understand if they already had it or they didn't have it or they had a convention, but they canceled a binding straw poll, forcing everybody to slog through, creating unbinding delegates to the convention. Each of the states... seven congressional districts elect three delegates to Cleveland in the final. The early results confirm that the state's caucus system favors the candidate with the best organization. They say this is fundamentally a grassroots state, but I don't understand if they already had it or it's coming up or what.
Well, it sounds to me like they were supposed to have it and they had a, quote, binding straw vote that they didn't really like the results from. So now they're just like, hey, we're going to change these rules as we go. And that's what you see so many times with the, if you, like you said, you've always thought of he who owns the media makes the rules. Well, in this case, it's he who owns the political power and the political.
But I still say it's he who owns the media makes the rules. And I'll tell you why. The media, if they all came down on this fraudulent manipulation, it would stop.
Great point.
But they just go on. I'll give you an example. They said the local sheriff had to stand between Cruz and Trump supporters engaged in a huge shouting match.
Yeah, there you go.
What does that mean? I don't even know if they had their thing or not, Kurt. I know they had a shouting match. I know they canceled a poll. I know they're talking about caucuses. I know that Ted got the first six delegates, Trump and Kasich shut out. But they say the most of the candidates who ran, quote, unbound, whatever made that change, well, they're for Cruz. In fact, they're really for any candidate but Trump, says the mainstream press.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even understand if they had it or not, Kurt, yet. And I'm looking at article after article after article.
Yeah. And one of the things you remember is that Trump has been saying that the whole thing is rigged. It's, it's just not fair. It's all this kind of stuff. And, things like this are what give fuel to the fire of so many people where they say, hey, it really doesn't matter if I show up to vote, if I participate. Because what happens is, the guys with the power, they just shut out the lights, turn off the thing, say we're going to do it again, something like that. But I will submit this, that if those individuals who were, let's just say they didn't do the rules properly there in Colorado, which I'm expecting is the case. Well, what the establishment's expecting is that the insurgents, the Trump crowd will say, well, we're not going to participate with this anymore. But if that crowd would simply say, hey man, that means we got to get more and more of our people there. And if they just overwhelmed them, then hey, you could take out the establishment just like Jeff Smith took him out in the Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, but he got some support.
Now, I guess they had a convention. It's a caucus, but I don't know what it all means. Now, I know maybe somebody would say, Sam, you're kind of stupid, but I challenge someone to dial in and explain it to me. I'm convinced you got fraud going on in Colorado. There's even a headline that says, are you confused about the Colorado caucuses? Here's the deal. Liberty Roundtable in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, let me give you the deal. I asked the question and kind of left it vague because I was hoping a caller or somebody might dial in and provide clarity, but obviously nobody knows how this works. First off, is Colorado a primary state or a caucus state? The answer is it's kind of like a hybrid. It takes four steps. The first step happened on March 1, Super Tuesday. Kurt, it just got eclipsed by everybody else. Colorado has a round of, quote, precinct-level caucuses in neighborhoods around the state. This is the first chance for a candidate to get knocked out of the runnings. All right, you got to meet a minimum of 15% to send enough delegates to represent, quote, him or her. At the next, quote, level. Now, the second step is for the locally designated delegates who will help select at your caucus meeting. Then they'll travel to the convention in all 64 counties where another, quote, poll for president takes place. Then at seven different district conventions, parties will take a poll to send delegates for each presidential candidate onto the, quote, state, and then eventually the national conventions. Then finally, at the state convention on April 16th in Loveland, Colorado, the same thing happens. What do you ask? More polling, Kurt. Bottom line, March 1 is your chance to get in early to make your voice heard. Don't worry, you don't need to participate in the next steps. Your delegates will handle the doings for you all the way to the national convention, which takes place in Philly. So can someone actually win on March 1, you might ask, which already occurred? Well, in a way, Kurt, the straw poll for president will be taken. That'll show where each candidate stands, but Kurt, they canceled the straw poll. The precincts report to the counties, and then the counties report to the state. All along the, quote, four-step process that they've been manipulating on the fly, you have party officials who will tweet and release on social media the number of delegates each candidate has. We won't declare a winner or a loser. We'll just tell you that, well, in the headlines, Cruz took the first six and Trump got shut out. They kind of call it like a track meet, Kurt. You know, at the first lap, you see who's ahead, right? The second lap, and then the third lap is the state. The second lap is the county convention. Third one's the state. Fourth one's the final state convention. And so you kind of watch these laps as you go, and you see who's ahead, Kurt. I kid you not, my friend. That's how it works. Now,
well, Sam, have you ever played a game?
Russian roulette? No, sir. I think that's foolish.
No.
Oh, okay.
A game where somebody basically just kind of makes up the rules as you go, and you can tell they are not really playing fair. They seem to make up rules that just, well, they make things better for them. You ever played that kind of game?
No, I usually quit when that happens because I figure there's cheating going on.
Yeah, and that's what normally is going to happen in these situations, especially with people who aren't the political operatives, aren't the long-term establishment types who know that the game is rigged. You know, these guys who come out of the woodwork and go, hey, I'm going to be part of the American, you know, the great American plan, and I'm going to participate in America, you know, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln type, you know. And then they get in and they find out, man, this thing is, it just stinks to high heaven, and most of them will just pack it in and head home and say, hey, I'm not doing that anymore. And, you know, that's exactly what the establishment type expect. You know, that's what they hope. And that's the exact time when, you know, guys that really do stand for freedom and liberty and that kind of things have got to just pretty much double down. And, you know, I mean, that's the situation here, isn't it?
There you have it. Very interesting, Kurt.
You know, when you look at Colorado and you think of how, I mean, here it is, like you said, they've got this part and you got to go there. And then you do that and then you find out, oh, you got this. And you, I mean, it was like when I first began to run for office years ago, I was shocked to find out that even though the election is in November, typically the time you have to sign up to actually be on the ballot is like in March. And if you miss that deadline, you know, that they typically don't really, you know, promote much because they want their buddies to get in but not anybody else, then, you know, you just missed your chance of being on the ballot, you know.
Yeah, you had to declare that by January the 4th, my friend. You have to sit on the sidelines and watch.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
And so what you got is these private organizations. They're not really part of the elections at all. These private thugs making everybody believe that's the real answer and that's what you got to do and everything else, only to find out it's rigged and it's bogus. In Colorado, you still don't even know what's going on. You just know Ted Cruz is ahead and Trump's been shut out. You got that? Now sit down and be quiet. You can't participate. That's what's going on. Chris, Vegas, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, Sam. What you're describing is a perfect description of legal magic, prestidigitation, obfuscation, and theft of an election by hijacking it through all these obfuscations and legal treacherous tricks.
Boy, do I agree with that.
Using the public.
Amen. I agree.
Well, and I've seen this here in Nevada and other states that run this so-called caucus, which is enough to make you cuss for sure. Because it's really a means of confusion. That's Babylon, of course, confusion, where they confuse the people. They haven't got a clue what's going on. The guys that make the rules know the rules. They trick the public so they can hijack the election, and basically it's theft of election by deception.
Couldn't agree more, sir.
Well, this is the elites, and using their adept knowledge that's superior to all the rest of us, too dumb to know, Gruberites out here, except that some of us pay attention. There's some pretty sharp people in Colorado, too, as there are in Utah and other states. The people are waking up, and they're not putting up with this nonsense coming out of the American Bar Association, and in particular, Reince Priebus, the head of the so-called ABA's section over the Republican RNC.
What baffles me is how these insiders can run around and go, I don't understand why people don't want to vote, and I don't want to understand why people are mad at us, and I don't understand why our approval ratings are so low. And then you read about Colorado and you go, what? I just laid out the steps to the process, but I don't even understand. You got a poll, but they canceled the poll, but now the delegates are unbound, and they'd be bound if they had the poll, but now they made them unbound so that they can reject Trump. And I'm just saying... And they wonder why we don't have any confidence in it? Are you kidding me?
But denial is not just a river in Egypt. You can stick your hand in the sand. In fact, that's a pretentious position that legal prestidigitators like to adopt quite often. They claim they don't know, they don't remember, don't understand. These are always the tricks of deflection that they always do whenever they don't want to answer the question, just like Hillary is practicing.
Don't worry, though. She won't get in any trouble, sir. It's okay. It's Hillary.
Well,
it's okay, my friend.
Whenever you're exonerated, placed outside of honor from being held to accountability for mass murder, selling America's property to our enemies, conspiring and aiding and abetting the enemies, seditious conspiracy to undermine the government of the United States of America. Something is really wrong with our system. We really need to restore the rule of law and the oversight of the people over these so-called government actors and bad actors in particular.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right, there he goes, Kurt. He's bringing up some words of wisdom about what's really going on here and stuff, and it's thuggery, it's trickery, it's deceit, it's manipulation. But it all comes down to indoctrination, I'm convinced.
Wait. Isn't it just politics as usual, Sam?
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, you know, you said thuggery, trickery, deceit, you know, and that is exactly why most Americans just go, hey, I'm not even participating in this. But it's the exact reason why Americans need to, so that they can basically clean that system up.
Now, let me give you an example in the mainstream press to make this point even further about Trump as they commit fraud in Colorado, in my opinion. Cruz calls out O'Reilly. You defend Trump a lot, he says. So Ted Cruz confronted Bill O'Reilly. And I guess O'Reilly just says, well, he was a businessman. So there you have it. Now O'Reilly's getting beaten up for defending Trump. All right. There you have it. Now they ask Cruz if he'll apologize to McConnell for being a liar. I wouldn't apologize if I called Mitch a liar. He is a liar. Why would you apologize for that? Anyway, interesting stuff. All I'm telling you is it's very strange what we're starting to see here. And I'm questioning, are you confused about the elections as a whole? That's my question. All right. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just now. How's that? We covered yesterday's broadcast at the start, and we recap the one at the end. Election fraud everywhere, folks. And you wonder why we don't have anybody to vote for president? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.